The other day, Fuchsia Dunlop came by my kitchen, and she was brandishing a cleaver.
I always carry my own cleaver.
She got down to business with some garlic cloves.
I'll whack the cloves with the side of the cleaver to loosen the skin.
Stay away from that cleaver.
This is swan mi, which means garlic, sort of rice grains, literally, because as you can see, I'm cutting it very fine like this.
Fuchsia Dunlop has always loved food and cooking and collecting recipes. Her work as a journalist took her to China. One thing led to another, and she ended up training as a Chinese chef in Sichuan province. She was the first foreigner to study full-time at the famous Sichuan Institute of Higher Cuisine, and she went on to write a Sichuan cookbook. Now she's turned her attention to Hunanese cooking. Hunan, like Sichuan, famous for its spicy food. Hunan is also famous as the home province of many revolutionaries, most notably Mao Zedong.
Actually, Chairman Mao said that you couldn't be revolutionary if you didn't eat chilies. There's a link between eating hot food and being kind of fiery in personality as well.
And so Fuchsia Dunlop's new cookbook is titled Revolutionary Chinese Cookbook, Recipes from Hunan Province.
Outsiders will ask people visiting Hunan, ni pa bu pa la, are you afraid of chili heat? And there's another rhyme, which is quite amusing, which is, Sichuan ren bu pa la, Guizhou ren la bu pa, Hunan ren pa bu la. And that means the Sichuanese are not afraid of chili heat. However hot it is, the people of Guizhou are not afraid. But the Hunanese are afraid of food that is not hot. Cutting it into thin slices here.
Hunanese cooking is known for its bold mix of contrasting flavors. Much of it is rustic, simple peasant food. And today, Fuchsia Dunlop is making one of the most common, everyday Hunanese dishes. It's said to have been a favorite of Chairman Mao, homestyle bean curd. There are lots of versions of this dish.
And this particular version, I guess it owes a lot to my friend Fan Chun's family. They live in this farmhouse in a beautiful valley in the remote north of Hunan province. It's a place where we would sit outside on summer days, and the bean curd vendor would actually come through the village with a bamboo slat on his shoulder carrying baskets full of homemade bean curd, and her mother would make this dish from it.
Our bean curd comes in a plastic tub from an Asian market.
Heat up the wok. The first thing with the bean curd is that you want to just sort of fry it in oil until it's beautiful, golden and crisp. So that'll give it a really nice mouthfeel and make it more delicious as well.
Mouthfeel?
Mouthfeel, kogan. Yeah, something that you hear about a lot in Chinese cookery. Yes, both to describe, you know, the texture of ingredients, like the cui crispness of, you know, fresh vegetables or so on, or the tenderness of a piece of meat, but also the form into which things are cut. So, you know, where you have a stir fry of meat that's cut into fine slivers, it'll be very nice, sort of snaky in the mouth, you know. Okay.
Fuchsia Dunlop has cut the tofu into pretty triangles. In it goes, into the wok. You can find the recipe for homestyle bean curd at our website, npr.org. I'll give you the abbreviated version. When the tofu is golden, it comes out of the wok. In go slivers of pork tenderloin, some Shaoxing rice wine.
This is supposed to improve and refine the flavor of the pork.
And two kinds of chili. The sauce in the wok turns a bubbly crimson, and the pungent scent of heat fills my house.
So it's, you can see it's speckled with the red of the chilies. So
it's starting to look a little daunting.
It's not as hot as it looks.
A couple of shiitake mushrooms go in, and the minced garlic.
Now when that's all nice and sizzly and delicious, I'm going to add some stock. About a cup full of that. And a little bit of dark soy sauce for colour. I'm going to put the bean curd back in the sauce.
And it is smelling wonderful.
You want the bean curd to be sort of sitting in the sauce, so not covered in lots and lots of liquid, but barely covered, to roux away, to send in the flavour.
Send in the flavour?
Yeah. It's something that Chinese chefs talk a lot about, roux away.
At the end, Fuchsia Dunlop tosses in sliced scallions and drizzles on one final flavour.
And then finally, I'm going to switch off the heat and add just a little bit of sesame oil. It's not really used as a cooking oil in Chinese cooking. It's added at the end of recipes or to cold dishes after cooking. to Ti Xiang Wei to add fragrance, that wonderful nutty toasted sesame aroma. There you are.
And what do you say what's the equivalent of bon appétit in Chinese?
Well, you can say man man shi, which means sort of take your time, enjoy the meal.
Now, I confess I'm a bit of a wimp when it comes to spicy food, but the heat in this bean curd dish is a beautifully controlled burn, a rich dancing glow in the mouth.
Mm. You don't really taste the heat until the end, do you?
Mm.
So, remember that question?
Ni pa bu pa la, are you afraid of chili heat?
Nope, not this time. Fuchsia Dunlop says the Hunanese consider their province the beating heart of China, producing those fiery leaders who changed the destiny of their country. Her book is titled Revolutionary Chinese Cookbook, Recipes from Hunan Province. You can find recipes at our website for homestyle bean curd, along with Chairman Mao's red braised pork and General Tso's chicken, which Dunlop unmasks as an inauthentic Hunanese dish. Those recipes are at npr.org.